Good morning. I hope everyone had some good rest over the long Easter weekend. And actually, over the Easter weekend, I've just been catching up with my one-year Bible reading plans. I've been quite behind, and I've recently just reached 1 Chronicles 4, which is all about genealogy. And in the middle of the list of names and descendants, the writers of Chronicles wrote 2 verses about Jabez, and it reminded me something about a single life workshop I've attended. So actually, let's pray before I continue on. Lord God, we thank you for the gospel. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your heart to bless us always. Please draw us close to you through this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So yes, I was talking about 1 Chronicles 4. So please, let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And the 2 verses about Jabez was verse 9 to 10. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with pain." Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me." And God granted him what he requested. So actually, on these 4 verses, these 2 verses, there are 4 points on Jabez's prayers. There's actually already a book about it, and PSAM did such a good job on it last year when he preached 1 Chronicles 4. So I won't talk about that much. But what struck me about this prayer is that in the midst of sorrow or suffering, Jabez pray and ask God to bless him. Isn't this something we often do? In the midst of our suffering, we pray and ask God to help us, to bless us. This actually reminded me of the prayers and tools I learned at the Single Life Workshop. Yeah, for those who don't know what a Single Life Workshop is, it's not about dating or about finding your future spouse. It's actually much broader, deeper than that, encompassing all your relationships as an individual with others. All your relationship as an individual with others. It's about building healthy relationship with people so that you could experience intimacy and connections, and to know others as well as being known yourself. It would help with your relationship with God, your parents, with your friends, your enemy, and yes, of the opposite sex too. So when I finished this 10-week single life workshop a few weeks ago, all the participants experienced some breakthroughs or deeper connections in their relationships. We were warned that the enemy doesn't give up easily and would come to steal, kill, and destroy after our spiritual highs. So what happened? The next night I got home, I saw my brother doing his usual thing to help mother getting ready to bed. But as soon as he saw me arrive, he dropped everything and wanted to leave and me to take over. I'm not sure why, but a very strong thought of laziness came into my mind. Of course, I'm not thinking I'm lazy, I'm thinking he was lazy. And this was not the first time that he wanted me to help and take over things. Happened many times before in the past, and clearly I didn't think it was a big deal. But this time, I don't know why, I was very adamant that he should finish it before he goes. And yeah, I don't know why I had this very strong sense of that. That's what should happen. That's what he should do. But clearly, it got him very upset. And then he did something he regretted. And I, as a Christian brother, I reacted very badly. And it became a scuffle. Actually, probably one of the worst we had in over a decade between my brother and I. Even though it only lasted for seconds, I can say the damage was done. But by the grace of God, we cooled off in just minutes and were able to have a humble chat and hug afterwards. As I walked back home to my place, I was quite disturbed by my thoughts and reaction and asked God for forgiveness. And then I looked back at my phone for the Single Life workshop chat group. I read quite a few messages that from people just share, oh, today they had a few struggles too, but then when they use these tools from Single White Workshop called 1-2-3 Schedule, which is used for battling against attacks of the enemy. It was actually very successful and worked well. So this 1-2-3 Schedule is just a simple prayer about what has come against you and ask God to bless you. Yeah, it's just a simple prayer. We can say it as soon as we sense something welling up, starting inside us, not just afterward. And by the grace of God, it has been very successful with me and our groups. So I just thought I want to share what this is, and maybe God will use it to reveal something about your situations or things that might help you. So there are three parts to this 1-2-3 Schedule prayer. First is, I nail, it would be bad thoughts or negative feelings, to the cross in the name of Jesus. So for me, when I thought about it, I felt it was anger and self-righteousness I need to nail to the cross. So I said, I nail the spirits of anger and self-righteousness to the cross in the name of Jesus. And then the second part is, I break all agreements I've made with the thought or the feelings. Myself is, anger and self-righteousness, known or unknown, and I repent of joining with them. So I break all agreements I've made with spirit of anger and self-righteousness, known or unknown, I repent of joining with them. And the third part is, I ask you, Father, to send the thoughts or feelings. So I ask you, Father, to send the spirits of anger and self-righteousness away from me now. Father, what do you want to give me in place of these, in place of anger and self-righteousness? And then just wait a moment and hear what God said to you. And when I look back, I think God gave me a peace, a rest, a patience. And maybe the last word I got was, my grace is sufficient for you. And as I was meditating these words, like, I felt it was very restorative and actually gave me hope that the damage wasn't permanent, but actually revealed something deeper within our relationship, my relationship with me and my brother. Something I could work on as well with his grace. I know that quite often for us, we may spend so much time to try to deal with the issues ourselves instead of recognizing that the issue may be have some spiritual elements. So yeah, I share this so that maybe it's something that for you to think about as well. And I know also that there might be times that you don't experience immediate results when you pray a simple prayer like this. But may I encourage you to be persistent, because yeah, persistence may be required to overcome things, and it's important that we persevere and seek support and help from God. That's the first point I want to talk about. Like the second thing, it reminded me about the Single Life Workshop through this Jabez prayer. Was a tool called Blessing Your Spirit. Yes, Blessing Your Spirit. Also, another simple prayer. In the workshop, it asks us to bless our spirit every morning and night. And yeah, the words are so simple. When I pray it, I actually felt pretty good as well. And so do my group. So I thought it would be helpful to share with you. So in the morning, you could say to yourself, perhaps look in the mirror or just quite intentionally say to yourself, so your name, so Tim, I call my spirit to attention to operate in a leadership role over my soul and body. And also, I call my spirit into alignment with the purpose of Jesus Christ for my life today. So I call my spirit to attention to operate in a leadership role over my body and soul. I call my spirit into alignment with the purpose of Jesus for my life today. Just thinking about these like simple words, I think it actually helped me to think about who should be in charge today for me, and how that I'm actually should be yielding to God and the Holy Spirit in leading me to do things and think about different things as well. So what kind of prayer we could bless ourselves for the evening just before we go to bed? It's quite interesting actually. God bless us in our rest and sleep as well. So the prayers could be like this. So you could say your name. So for me, Tim, I call my spirit to come forth to be prominent over my soul and body so that I may receive all the rest and rest revelation the Holy Spirit brings to me through the night. So yes, God wants to bless you, strengthen you, restore you during your sleep as well. So yes, you can pray prayer some of along those lines as well. Yeah, because both of these prayers is effectively just saying that I bless my spirit to connect to the Holy Spirit to lead my body, soul, and spirit. So really, we are yielding to God to be in control of our life. Very good prayer, really. Actually, at this time, maybe I'll ask Pinay to start off with playing some background music first. Before he leads worship, I thought it might be good that if we go back to the first point when I talk about 1-2-3 schedule. Is there something spiritually that came against you last night or yesterday or recently that you didn't deal with? It could be anger about someone who said or did something, or frustration that your kids didn't listen to you, or things are not moving your way, or impatience that you're waiting and things are not happening, or any worry, anxiety, entitlement, or even doubt. Let's close our eyes and ask God to reveal to us what they might be. Yeah, Lord God, show us ways that the enemy lied to me and deceived me. Reveal to me any deception that the enemy has brought to me so that I can overcome it with your truth. allow a moment for the Spirit to speak to you on what has come against you. Anger, frustration, impatience, anxiety, entitlement, doubt. And then just repeat after me to do the skid 1, 2, 3 skidoo prayer. So I nail whatever thoughts or feelings to the cross in the name of Jesus. And then I break all agreements I have made with the thoughts or feelings. Known or unknown, and I repent of joining it or them. And last point, I ask you, Father, to send the thoughts or feelings away from me now. Father, what do you want to give me in place of them? Yes, let's hear the truth God is speaking to you now. Remember that we cannot live only by our feelings, but on every word that comes through the mouth of God, for He gives us the truth to live on. Let worship and sing praises to God.
Fresh on me. can make me whole. Give me strength to make me grow.
Only you.
Only you can make me whole. Give me strength to make me grow. Fall afresh on me.
Let's turn to our corporate prayers and lift up those who are suffering from cancer, as well as those going through chemo and radiation, that God's enough and we can seek Him for all the things that we need, that we can hope in God. Let's pray for those who's not only suffering from illness, but in need of our salvation as well. Let's pray for mercy of God upon those who are suffering from other infirmities. We pray for those looking for work, and that as they seek the job, that God will release the provisions as well as give them the career path that He has chosen, Lord. Let's pray for China today as a mission focus. We lift up P. Hansu as well as P. Ricky for the future church plant, as well as the Chong family for their work in this region. Lift up P. Nate and Matt's parents and all the churches in China as well. Let's cover each member of the board. Some of them are traveling, and I know all of them are working in preparations of the next week's board meeting. Let's pray for protection. Let's pray that everyone's here, God, well, there's a spirit of unity and love for one another. Just pray for unity of spirit. Yes, please continue to lift up P. Kenny for the Young Adult Ministries. After Single Life Workshop, P. Kenny is still planning for other initiatives. Also for men's ministries, the ongoing Pure Desire Men's Fertility, as well as Monday Prayer. And Women's Ministry, Lift is starting soon, so yes, lift that up as well. And lastly, let's continue to pray for our new building 2.0, as well as a vision fund. And at the moment, the renovation's going on in the third floor for the new children's area. Just want to pray for a smooth, speedy, problem-free process so that the children of SP will be playing and learning in a safe environment. Lord God, we thank you so much. We know that you're God of love, you're God of blessings, and you always want to keep us close to you. Help us to follow you today, Lord God, as we pray this morning or evening, that we pray for ourselves to invite your presence and to lead our spirit and body and soul today, and yield to your spirit. Help us to accomplish what you have chosen and destined us to do today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just to let you know that tomorrow there will office will be closed, and there will be no EMP or lunchtime prayer. So it will resume on Friday. Take care, and spend some more time in your personal prayer as well. Bye-bye.